It was the most memorable time of my life. It was a touching moment. Because I never thought this day would ever happen. I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage. You know, if I help him, he's going to help me.
Oh, yeah. He's going to help you. Look in his eyes. What do you see? A power-hungry freak. Welcome to the first edition of Cult of Personality. He knows your dreams. I'm talking about the Messiah, Hussein Obama. He is the Cult of Personality, and he knows everything you want to be. He's been everything you want to be. Hussein Obama, the first affirmative action president of the United States of America. He's done it all. He knows it all. He was an unemployed lawyer. He was a senator for 2 years. He was also an unemployed lawyer. And he was a senator for 2 years. Oh, wait. I forgot. Nobel Prize! He just got a fucking Nobel Prize for things he hasn't even done yet. He was given a Nobel Prize for the things he might do in the future. How fucked up is this? This is a cult of personality. He saw the things that you need to be. He knows what you need to be. He smiles a lot. Have you noticed that? He's like a fucking robot. People thought Reagan was a robot? Oh god, he exploits all of us. And you people love him. Change, change, change. 1 + 1 = 3. Exactly. Democrat math. $11.7 trillion federal debt. And you people are still kissing his ass. Cult of personality. Cult of personality. You people love it. You love being shit on by this man. He helps you atone for the guilt you feel. When a leader speaks, a leader lies. Only you people re-elect him in 3 years. And between now and then, he's going to do everything he can to make sure he indoctrinates your children with the bullshit. That's why right now, in schools all across America, children are being taught to sing songs to Hussein Obama, the first and the second. Because he knows that if you fuck with the children when they're too young to resist it, you've got them for life. Hitler did this with his Hitler Youth. This is what the global warming people are doing right now with the children, indoctrinating them with this global warming bullshit. Get them when they're young. You can fuck them up. All right. This is Cult of Personality, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society, and I am the Great One himself. Some of you already know this. For some of you, though, this is your first experience with the Cynical Libertarian Society, so let me explain how this works. I am right. I am always right. I have always been right. I will always be right. If you disagree with me, you are wrong, and fuck you. It's that simple, okay? I am right. You are wrong. Deal with it. This is Cult of Personality. This is the forum devoted exclusively to Hussein Obama, the first and the second. I mean, this is how deep it's gotten. I have here in my hand an issue of a Gold Digger comic from Antarctica Press. Gold Digger is awesome, by the way. Hold on, excuse me. As I try to get my crap together. All right. On the back cover of Gold Digger, it has an advertisement for a upcoming comic book, September 2009. Actually, it's not upcoming anymore. Anyway, it is called President Evil. 100 days later. It has Hussein Obama on the cover with the Capitol building in the background. He's got a sword in his hand, or a machete, actually, as zombies lumber towards him. I mean, this man is such a fucking cult of personality that people are doing comic books about him. He is not a president. He is a fucking pop star. John McCain fucked up a lot of things in his so-called campaign, but one thing he was right about is Hussein Obama is a fucking pop star. He is a cult of personality freak. Now, since this is the first edition of Cult of Personality, there's a bunch of things I need to just try to get out of the way right now. First of all, Hussein Obama, the first and the second. Why do I call him Hussein Obama, the first and the second? Because his name is Hussein and his name is Obama. Now, what's the first and the second mean? The first refers to the fact that he is the first affirmative action president of the United States. The second refers to the fact that he is the second coming of Jesus. So whichever perspective you're coming from, if you're a right-wing Republican Christian nut job, then you consider Hussein Obama the first affirmative action president, which he is. I'll explain that in a minute. If you are a left-wing liberal wacko nut job, you consider him to be the second coming of the Messiah, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So that's where King Hussein Obama, the first and the second, comes from. Is Hussein Obama the first affirmative action president of the United States? Yes, he is. I've covered this already on Obama Watch on the website, but I know I need to go over it again. It's real simple. Here it is. Black people, if they achieve anything in their life without the help of affirmative action, this causes two problems. First of all, it invalidates the need for affirmative action, because one of the pillars of affirmative action is that no black person can be successful without affirmative action. The second problem with this is if a black person achieves something in life without the help of affirmative action, this black person immediately becomes what is known in the black community as an Uncle Tom. You can see, I've seen this personally. I went to school with a friend of mine. He was a black guy. I was white. I still am white. We worked together. The other black people where he worked, when they found out he was going to a white man's school, they ostracized him. They made fun of him. They damaged his pickup truck. I mean, they basically treated him like shit because he was going to a white man's school. Okay, black people do not like anybody who does not achieve through affirmative action. Now, if you go up to Hussein Obama and you say, Hussein Obama first and the second, did you have any help from affirmative action becoming president of the United States? Did affirmative action assist you in your quest to become the president of the United States? He has to say yes. Because if he says no, if it is possible for a black man to become president of the United States without the help of affirmative action, then it sure as hell possible for black people all across the country to get jobs without affirmative action. And if one single black person can be successful without affirmative action, then you have destroyed affirmative action. Because remember, the whole build-up here of affirmative action rests on one pillar, that all white people are racist, and that white people will keep black people down without affirmative action. Hussein Obama cannot, in any way, manner, shape, or form, say, no, I did not have any assistance from affirmative action in my quest to become the president of the United States. And remember, the quest to become president of the United States doesn't just mean the election campaign. Don't get confused about that. I mean, and this is for anybody. Anybody who has become president of the United States, it didn't like start when they started their campaign. You know, I mean, Ronald Reagan's quest for the presidency began when he started acting. Then he got into local California politics. So it built up, okay? I mean, Hussein Obama's quest for the presidency began when he graduated from high school. Because he was graduating from high school, he was able to go to college. He was successful in college. He went to wherever he went to law school. You know, he was successful at law school. He got out of that. He did his unemployed lawyer thing, otherwise known as being a community organizer. How you can be successful at being an unemployed lawyer, I don't know. But apparently he was successful at that. So all of the things, everything in his life was a progression towards becoming the president. And that's true with anybody. Anybody who's ever been president, anybody who achieves anything. Okay, so he can't say that at no point during his entire life did he have any assistance from affirmative action. Because if he really did get to where he is with no help from affirmative action policies whatsoever, that would make him an Uncle Tom. You want to see black people attacking other black people? Watch a documentary called Street Fight. All right, the first and the second. Why is he the second? He's the second coming. Now, this is what fascinates me about Hussein Obama's rise to power. The liberal left, and I got to get all this in also. The liberal left has really had very little value in our society, politically speaking. But they have done two things in the past that I think have been valuable. The first thing they've done is they have, because the media is so liberal-dominated, the liberal left has always provided, well, always, for a long time, has provided a very good watchdog function over the right. Especially, I mean, yeah, and the classic, just look at Bush. 8 years of Bush, oh my God. The media, every time Bush farted, the media was up on his ass. And not in a good way either. And I'm very serious about this. That was a good thing. I appreciate the fact that every time Bush did something stupid, the media, you know, got it out there. Now, of course, they also allowed their ideology to make them stupid in things like, you know, when Dan Rather had the obviously falsified documents and, like, pretending he didn't know they were forged. Oh, please, Dan, you're not that stupid. We all know better. But the left has provided a very good oversight for right-wing, conservative, Republican politicians when they're in office. The other good thing the left has done for us is providing a counterbalance to the religious right, trying to minimize the amount of religion that gets into everyday life, all this kind of stuff. Now, with Hussein Obama taking power, the left has essentially become useless. Because, first of all, Hussein Obama, they're not paying any attention to what he's doing. I mean, let's just take a brief look at Hussein Obama's tenure so far. $11.7 trillion federal deficit. About, what, $3 trillion worth of corporate bailouts? Do you imagine if a Republican gave that much money to corporations in the form of corporate welfare? Since Hussein's taken office, more troops have been sent to Afghanistan. Zero troops have been withdrawn from Iraq. Guantanamo Bay was, he said, going to be closed down, but then apparently it hasn't been closed down, or maybe it hasn't, maybe it hasn't. Nobody really knows for sure. Homosexuals are still not allowed to openly serve in the military, and he's stretching that out. And, of course, he's promised that he would have ethical, you know, how do I put this? He promised he was going to have ethical standards for who could work in his White House, that people who used to be lobbyists and things like that would not be part of his cabinets and committees and all these other things. And he's already handed out ethics waivers to some of the people on his cabinets. Ethics waivers. Hussein Obama, who promised change and hope and transparent government and all this shit, is giving out ethics waivers. He's waiving people's ethics. I mean, he's saying to them, it doesn't matter, you did things that... And obviously, here's the thing. For Hussein Obama, the first and the second, to give somebody an ethics waiver, he must obviously believe the person did something that's unethical. Otherwise, there's nothing to waive. Right? So this is the idiot who said he was going to have transparent government and ethical government and hope and change and hope and hoping for the change and change of the hope and all this other shit. And he is putting people on his cabinet who, by his own definition of unethical, are in fact unethical. That a point to all this. And as soon as I remember what that point was, Randy, what was my point? In the control room right over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. She is a Republican. We try not to hold that against her. You're right. See, I didn't do anything. If you want to send us an email here at Cult of Personality, you can send an email to God, that's G-O-D, dog spelled backwards, God, at 204eastsouth.com. I, the Great One himself, will personally read your email. And if you disagree with me, I will write back and tell you to kiss my ass. Now, at a point to all of that, the media, the left no longer has a function. They're not reporting what Hussein Obama's doing. They're not pointing out all the illegal things he's doing, the unethical things he's doing. They act like there's not even a war in Iraq anymore. You never hear about that because we don't want to fucking say a word about the war in Iraq because Hussein Obama said he was going to end that. And so the media is just pretending the war doesn't even exist anymore. And on top of this, all of a sudden now, the religious left has emerged. And you may think that's an oxymoron. Of course, then again, anybody who's religious is simply a moron, as far as I'm concerned. But all this time, the left was always the party of the atheists, the party of keeping religion out of public policy and the government. And now, with Hussein Obama doing prayer groups, and I read some article somewhere where he has this select group of ministers that he holds conferences with on the phone and prays with them over the phone, and all that. And during the election, there were all these pictures of Hussein Obama with religious leaders, and there was this one picture, I saw it on YouTube, this little video, the one picture Republicans don't want you to see of Hussein Obama. You know, it showed this picture of Hussein Obama surrounded by all these religious nutcases, and they're all praying together. Now, all of a sudden, if you're a left-wing liberal, it's cool to be Christian, or Muslim, or Hindu, or Jew, or whatever. All of a sudden, the religious left has appeared. And these people who at one time used to be atheist, now all of a sudden they're religious and they're spiritual and they're talking about God and all this other shit. And it's like, who the fuck are you people? Now, you may think I'm slightly exaggerating. I have occasionally been known to slightly exaggerate. Excuse me one moment. I needed a drink of water. Oh, see, I haven't started anything new. For those of you who do not listen to Stating the Obvious, you should. For those of you listening to Cult of Personality for the first time, let me give you a couple of rules. First of all, excuse me, this is not a news program. I do not talk about current events, per se. I will sometimes talk about things that happened years ago, because I'm not up on current events, and this is not a current events show. This is a show where I analyze, I assess, I give my opinions on things. Sometimes those things happened yesterday, sometimes they happened 2 years ago, okay? So this is not about current events. Number two, I do not pause the recording when I need a drink of water, when I cough, whatever. We do it. This show goes straight through, start to finish, no bullshit. And number three, I don't always have notes. I'm not always necessarily prepared. A lot of this is flying by the seat of my pants. So you just have to deal with it. Sometimes I will actually have notes, but a lot of times, like today, I will just be going. I'm like Hussein Obama without a teleprompter. Actually, even with his teleprompter, he still gets elected. Listen, you know, another reason you dumb fucks elected this man, other than the fact that he's black and he said the words hope and change, and the fact that a lot of you want to have sex with him, one of the reasons you people supposedly elected this man is because, oh, he's so articulate. He speaks so nice. He talk pretty. George Bush couldn't put five words together to form a sentence, which I grant you is true. Okay, I don't disagree with that. But then again, forming a sentence is not really important when you're the President of the United States. I mean, does anybody really need to hear the President of the United States talking? I think not. In fact, we'd all be better off if the President of the United States, whoever it is, would just sit down, shut the fuck up. Okay? So anyway, you elected this guy because he talks so pretty and he's so articulate and all this other shit. Listen to him speak. He's he is not this fucking prancy dancer you people thought he was. All right, now, of what people think Hussein Obama is. This is a column by Mark Morfard. Morford? Morfard, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Now, this is from, as I said, this is not a current events show. Friday, June the 6th, 2008. This is important because this is just... All right, let me just shut up and read it. I know, Randy is telling me to focus. title, Is Obama an Enlightened Being? Spiritual wise ones say, this sure ain't no ordinary politician. You buying it? Now please understand, I am not making any of this up. I find I'm having this discussion, this weird little debate, more and more with colleagues, with readers, with liberals and moderates, and miserably, deeply depressed Republicans and spiritually amped persons of all shapes and stripes. And I'm having it in particular with those who seem confused, angry, unsure, thoroughly nonplussed, as they all ask me the same thing. What the hell's the big deal about Obama? I, of course, have an answer. Sort of. Warning. If you are a rigid pragmatist, literalist, itchingly evangelical, a scowler, a doubter, a burned-out former 60s radical with no hope left, excuse me, or are otherwise unable or unwilling to parse alternative New Age speak, click away right now, because you ain't gonna like this one bit. Ready? It goes like this. Barack Obama, that's Barack Obama here on Obama Watch. Barack Obama isn't really one of us. Not in the normal way, anyway. Remember now, this show you're listening to is titled Cult of Personality. Just keep that in mind. And have some Kool-Aid while you're at it. Barack Obama isn't really one of us, not in the normal way, anyhow. This is what I find myself offering up more and more in response to the whiners and the frowners and to those with broken or sadly dysfunctional karmic antenna, or no antenna at all, to all those who just don't understand and maybe even actively recoil against all this chatter about Obama's aura and the feel and the MLK/JFK-like vibe. To them I say, all right, you want to know what it is? The appeal, the pull, the ethereal. I can't say New Age hippie words, sorry. The ethereal and the magical thing that seems to enthrall millions of people from all over the world, that keeps opening up and firing into new channels of culture normality, complete un... What? Oh, that keeps opening up and firing into new channels of the culture normally completely unaffected by politics. No, it's not merely his youthful vigor, or handsomeness, or even inspiring rhetoric. No, see, it's not merely the... I was going to try to get through this without commentary, but I can't do it. See, it's not merely the fact that he's young, good-looking, and he talks pretty that makes us want to vote for him. No, no, there's more substance to it than that. I'm not going to vote for Hussein Obama the first and the second just because I want his dick in my mouth. No, there's more to it than that. Wait, I'm going to explain it to you. It is not fresh ideas or cool charisma or the fact that a black president will be a historic and revolutionary in about 1,000 different ways. Now, here we go again. It's not the fresh ideas like sending more troops to Afghanistan. It's not his fresh ideas like $11.7 trillion debts. It's not his fresh ideas like not allowing open gays to openly serve in the military. It's not his fresh ideas like leaving the troops in Afghanistan. It's not his fresh ideas like $3 trillion worth of corporate bailouts. No, 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 no. It's not his fresh ideas. It's not his cool charisma. Now we're back to the part about how they want to suck his dick. Or the fact that he's black. No, no, the fact that he's black. And so many white people, like this guy, his picture's in here, he is white. So many people like Mark have so much guilt over slavery. You know, so it's not the fact that he's black, or that I want his dick, or that he's going to send more troops to Afghanistan. No, those aren't the reasons I'm going to vote for him. Wait, it's coming. It is something more. Even Bill Clinton, with all his effortless winking charm, didn't have what Obama has, which is a sort of powerful luminosity, a unique high vibration integrity. Yes, integrity. The man is handing out ethics waivers to people who have done things which he acknowledges are, by his own standards, unethical. And this man has a unique, high vibration integrity. Dismiss it all you like, but I've heard from far too many enormously smart, wise, spiritually attuned people who've been intuitively blown away by Obama's presence. Not speeches, not politics, but sheer presence. They have been blown away by his sheer presence. Repeat after me. The name of the show is Cult of Personality. To say it's just a clever marketing ploy, a slick gambit carefully orchestrated by hotshot campaign organizers who, once Obama gets into office, will suddenly turn from perky optimists to vile, soul-sucking lobbyist whores, with Obama as their suddenly evil, cackling overlord. Sometimes I can actually read, also. I just warn you guys ahead of time. Here's where it gets gooey. Many spiritually advanced people I know, not coweringly religious, mind you, but deeply spiritual. Yes, because spiritual is somehow different from religious. See, oh God, there's a whole fucking paragraph of its own. Many spiritually advanced people I know, not coweringly religious, mind you, but deeply spiritual, identify. When a liberal believes in God, he's spiritual. When a Republican believes in God, they're the religious right. Hey, all of you who believe in God are dumb fucks. Kiss my ass. All right, listen. I'm going to get through this. Many spiritually advanced people I know identify Obama as a light worker. The word light worker has a capital L on it. It's a proper noun, okay? Identify Obama as a light worker, that rare kind of attuned being who has the ability to lead us not merely to new foreign policies or healthcare plans or whatnot, but who can actually help usher in a new way of being on the planet. Of relating and connecting and engaging with this bizarre earthly experiment. These kinds of people actually help us evolve. They are philosophers and peacemakers of a very high order, and they speak not just to reason or emotion, but to the soul. I am so about to barf. The unusual thing is, true lightworkers almost never appear on such a brutal, spiritually demeaning stage as national politics. This is why Obama is so rare, and this is why he is so often compared to Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr., to those leaders in our culture whose stirring vibrations still resonate throughout our short history. Are you rolling your eyes and scoffing? Fine by me. But you gotta wonder, why has, say, the JFK legacy lasted so long? Is it so vital to our national identity? Yes, the assassination canonized his legend. The Kennedy family is our version of royalty. But there's something more. Those attuned to energies beyond the literal meaning of things. These people say JFK wasn't assassinated for any typical reason you can name. It's because he was just this kind of high vibration being, a peacemaker, at odds with the war machine, the CIA, the dark side, and it killed him. Yes, Kennedy was at odds with the war machine. Kennedy, Bay of Pigs invasion. Blockade of Cuba against the Soviet Union. Yes, Kennedy was at odds with the war machine. This illustrates this guy knows nothing what he's talking about. Read a history book, asshole. Alright, now Obama. The next step, another try. And perhaps, as Bush laid waste to the land and embarrassed the country and pummeled our national spirit into disenchanted pulp, and yet ironically in doing so has helped set the stage for an even larger and more fascinating evolutionary burp, we are finally, truly ready for another light worker to step up. Let me be completely clear. I'm not arguing some sort of utopian revolution, a big global group hug with Obama as some sort of happy hippie camp counselor. I'm not saying the man's going to swoon in like a superhero messiah and stop all wars and make flowers grow and birds sing and solve world hunger and bring puppies to school children. Please, I'm also certainly not saying he's perfect, that his presidency will be free of compromise or slimy insiders or great heaps of politics as usual. While Obama's certainly an entire universe away from George W. Bush in terms of quality, integrity, intelligence, and overall inspirational energy, well, so is your dog. Hell, it isn't hard to stand far above and beyond the worst president in American history. Who is going to be Obama if he keeps going the way he is? That's my commentary. But there is simply no denying that extra kick. As one reader put it to me, in a way, it's not even about Obama per se. There's a vast amount of positive energy swirling around that's been held back by the armies of Bushco darkness. And this energy has now found a conduit, a lightning rod, is now effortlessly self-organizing around Obama's candidacy. People and emotions and ideas of high and positive vibration are automatically drawn to him. It's exactly how Bush was a magnet for the low vibration energies of fear and war and oppression and aggression, but, you know, completely reversed and different and far, far better. Don't buy any of it? Think it's all a bunch of tofu-sucking New Age bulls? And Obama is really a dangerously elitist political salesman whose inexperience will lead us further into darkness because, oh, when you're talking about national politics, nothing really ever changes? I understand. I get it. I often believe it myself. Not this time. Now, if this isn't declaring that Hussein Obama is the Messiah, I don't know what is. He's a light worker. Come on, people. This is why. I mean, my God, it causes me pain just to think about how incredibly stupid these people are. You people are. You people who elected Hussein Obama, the first and the second. Jeez. All right. Trust me, there's going to be... That was our introductory episode. There's going to be plenty, plenty more where all that came from. We're going to have so much fun. I mean, how can we not have fun? I've got Hussein Obama, the first and the second, writing all this material for me. This guy is nuts. And he has a Nobel Peace Prize for things he hasn't even done yet. I mean, that's how much of a light worker he is. Maybe the Nobel Peace Prize Committee recognized that he's a light worker. Maybe they read his column. I don't know. People gave him fame, power. Hell, you think he is God? He's every person. Everyone you need to be. He is. Cult. President Evil. A comic book. The guy has more merchandise than the fucking Beatles. He has commemorative plates that you can buy.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
It's not that I want to punish your success. I just want to make sure that everybody who is behind you, that they've got a chance at success too. I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
Yeah, spread that wealth. Spread it right to the corporations. How many banks, how many trillions of dollars did he give the banks? Corporations.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful,
just as powerful,
just as strong,
just as strong,
just as well funded.
Just as well funded. Hallelujah. All praise the Messiah.